107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Welcome to your Tuesday edition. It's your adorable, adoptable pet of the week. Robin Mays makes her way in the room with an area carpet. What are you holding? It looks like an area rug.
This is shag rug. This is Polly.
What's her name?
We have had Polly here before. Her dental.
Polly.
Came in with sugar. Oh, thank you.
She's Sugar's good friend, aren't you, baby?
She is. Polly, sister from another mister.
Polly looks a little bit like the last poodle you brought in, but completely different colorings.
Yes, and the coloring would be?
The coloring would be, she is very light, but she'd be a double espresso mocha latte.
Okay.
Yeah, she double espresso mocha latte. Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
How did you acquire this pretty animal?
Okay. Same as Sugar, breeder release.
Hi. Oh, yeah.
So we're not sure if she wasn't able to have babies or they decided they weren't going to breed poodles anymore.
But look at Sugar how and pretty she would have made the prettiest puppies.
Sugar and Polly busted out, so they are now spayed and now have their dentals. She lost 17 teeth, where Polly lost 31. She lost 17.
Wow.
Wow.
And that's not something that runs in the family. That's malnutrition.
That's crappy
that's
diet.
That's just not taking good care of her.
That seems like there's... It's not just unethical. It seems like it's bordering on illegal. Like, how do you have an animal...
Well, and there was... I can't tell you if it's still on the books, but there was something in there that said that breeders had to have dentals done, but it's not followed up on because of cost. So...
That makes me angry.
Well, the thing we do is, yes, it makes you angry, and otherwise we just focus on where they are now going forward. So they've had their dentals, they're ready to go. We had the neatest couple this weekend, walked in to donate and saw them and fell in love, and timing's a little off, but that doesn't mean they may be able to come back, and they plan to, they wanted both of them,
which
would be awesome.
Yes.
And they've adopted before from another rescue, so they know what they're in for when they adopt breeder releases like this.
She seems to really like people. She's very observant.
She wasn't liking people when they both came in. That we love bomb them, which means we hold on. We make them sit with us until they realize that humans don't all suck.
Right.
You know?
Just most of them.
Some.
Just ones not related to the rescue. No.
Wow, she's beautiful. And she's ready for adoption now?
Yeah, her and Sugar are both ready. And if the really nice couple are listening on the radio this morning, if you'd like to come back and foster, they were awesome.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful Christmas those two little pumpkins under the tree?
And I totally appreciate people that give it a lot of time and thought of don't just, I'm taking those two home without a thought of, who do you have at home, people and animal-wise, that maybe would not do well? So you got to think ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
So far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
Waking up with Franz Man, one-man party in the morning on the island.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption, like Polly and Sugar. See pictures of last week's Sugar and this week's Polly in the blog section of 1077theisland.com.
So I saw that you guys had a lot of donations come on over the weekend.
We had so much fun. I mean, people were coming in. It was crazy. Chief, St. Francis, Sandy are wonderful people that support us all year long.
Yeah.
And the donations, which you guys know, they go a long way when you see a box and there's like a cleaner.
Yes.
Paper towels, of course, we're going through rolls a day. So,
right.
Kitty litter is another thing we go through all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Clumping kitty litter.
There was just oodles and oodles of items that you guys had all sitting out and displayed.
It goes a very long way.
Mm.
And the calls don't stop, you know, over the holidays of, hey, I'm, it's a tough holiday right now. I don't have food. Could you help provide? So we still have those people that we help out.
Right. So like a person like me that has a house full of pets already, you know, and obviously we can't get any more because I would get divorced, but
we don't have room for him.
We
the surrender form does not cover spouses.
True. But this is a way that I could, or other people like me could,
if someone would like to foster Laura's husband while we look for a permanent home for him, you could call me here.
We'll have a form.
Submit
first of all,
applications.
Is he food aggressive?
No, he's not.
Does he have all his shots?
Does he get along with adults and children?
He does. He's very trainable too. Trust me. He's a wonderful source.
Be easy.
Yes. So, not really looking to get rid of him. I mean, he's just the perfect person. But if
Laura's sponsoring his adoption.
But if he doesn't let me have some more pets pretty soon, I don't know what's gonna happen.
This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing the extraordinary every day for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook and see what they can do. Check out their website. Lots of pictures there. ProTeamDesign.com. Laura Hurley snapping photos. Robin, thanks for everything you do, and pass that along to your volunteers.
I will. Thank you for having us every week. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Will you be here a week from today? Is Christmas Eve. Will you be in on that day?
I will.
With bells on?
If you'll be here, I'll be here.
I will be here.
I don't know what I'm bringing, but I'll be here.
Perhaps a reindeer.
Perhaps a reindeer. Perhaps a Grinch.
Perhaps an elf.
An elf or, yeah.
Well, everybody will just have to tune in to find out what this mystery guest
will be. Thank you.
Love your show, man.
Friends Man. Friends Man, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.